Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-545-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-545-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-545-MYTV. 1-855-545-MYTV. Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more. 1-855-545-MYTV. 1-855-545-MYTV.
Alyssa Walker Campbell is on the air,
asking the questions you want to know,
with sports biggest and best names, Chicago Bulls game analyst Stacey King.
The one thing about this team is that they're resolved. I mean, they continue to fight through injury. We have guys on the bench that are stepping up. Our depth has been one of the reasons why we're one of the better teams in the NBA.
The fastest hour in radio.
Big names, big sports talk. The Big E Sports Show, hosted by Alyssa Walker Campbell.
It is hard to believe the month of March is finally here and spring is just around the corner, and things are continuing to heat up in college basketball with March Madness and also with the NBA. In our next segment, we're going to shift our attention and focus on the NBA. And how about those Milwaukee Bucks? I mean, they are certainly playing with a sense of urgency after losing three games in late February by no more than 3 points. But as a result, they came to Dallas here at the AAC. They beat Dallas by five, and then the Bucks, they head down to Houston and they down the Rockets with a Monte Ellis buzzer beater. It was an exciting win for them. And it is always a pleasure to welcome back to our program from Fox 6 Television in Milwaukee. He is the sports anchor, the great Tommy Pippins, who I'm going to assume you are smiling from ear to ear because you've got to be really excited about how your Bucks are playing right now.
Well, yeah, but mostly the smile is because we're back together on the radio and I get to talk to your legion of listeners, and that's pretty awesome, Biggie. But yeah, that was a statement victory, and anytime you can do that Texas two-step and get back-to-back road wins, I don't know how long it's been since they've done that, but the play of Monte Ellis, as you accurately point out, has been inspirational to his team on both sides of the floor. He's such a gifted player, and as Coach Jim Boylan said, he's probably playing as hard, if not harder, with more intensity and passion than anybody else in the league, and they certainly need it, and they've made that trade. We've talked about this before with J.J. Redick bringing him in, and he has provided 14 to 16 points off the bench. It's impacted the minutes of Brandon Jennings, who I know is somebody they've been talking about in Big D, and it's an interesting dynamic going forward with that three-guard rotation, and Brandon's minutes and his production have tailed off since. So he's having a little bit of a tough time adjusting. But Ellis has stepped up, playing the point, Big E. Don Nelson told him years ago, this is his position. He can be one of the best in the league, but he sees himself as a shooting guard. When he moves to the point and Redick is in there, they're most effective, which is not to say Brandon's going to be on the shelf. But that's what's happened recently.
Well, I think what makes the Bucks such a dangerous team is they have so much depth in the backcourt. And as a defender, I mean, you better bring your track shoes because they like transition. They like to get up and down the floor. And it is really nice. I think that was a huge acquisition and addition. I've always been a longtime fan of J.J. Redick. He's a shiny guy.
He really is. He's a terrific gentleman, as you're aware, with his priorities very much in order. He can shoot that ball 45%. And he doesn't need the ball, as he says, to be effective. Whereas Brandon and Monte have it in their hands. They're up and down people. He's a catch-and-shoot guy. He can, you know, pick and roll, whatever you want to do. And I've been impressed because the combination of Jennings and Ellis has been very inconsistent with their shooting. They're down around 40% or less for the season. Monte is normally a 45% shooter or so, at least much higher than he has been. But to have Redick really does calm things down. And as you say, they bring people off the bench. You've got Dunleavy, the fellow Dookie, who's a longer version of J.J. He can shoot it. And they've got big Larry Sanders going up.
Love him, yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you what, Biggie. He is somebody who didn't play much ball at all. He took the game up late. He is a raw talent, and he has all of a sudden matured both on and off the floor, and he's doing it on both ends, and he's been invaluable to him. He is arguably up for the most improved player in the league. So it's been exciting. It's funny what two road wins can do. It gets you to 500 wins, which in the East gives them a very firm hold on that eighth playoff spot. So something to be encouraged about, I think, going forward.
Absolutely, because when you look at the record, you guys stand 28-28 right now. But I want to touch on Larry Sanders, because he's a guy that it seems in the NBA, Tom, that he's really flown under the radar. And when you start looking at things statistically, I mean, he had six block shots against Brooklyn this year, and of course against Dallas, a double-double, 13 points and 13 rebounds. So, you know, so many times we focus with the Bucks on the backcourt, but he certainly provides some nice inside presence.
Yes, and he's so incredibly gifted. And again, as you point out, he's been doing it with the blocking. I think he had a streak going that continues probably 38, 40 games of at least one block, and he's had many times when there have been multiple. I can think of a game or two when he's had as many as eight swats. And he's getting much more. I saw him make a play last night. I don't know if you saw this one. Actually, it was the other night when the Bucks won in Houston, where he made a terrific block on one end, ran the floor to the other end, as athletic as he is.
Yeah.
Monte missed a shot, and Larry was right there for an important tip in late in the game to keep the Bucks up by two over the Rockets and set up the tray at the buzzer by Monte.
We were talking to one of our favorite Wisconsinites, Tom Pippins, with Fox 6 out of Milwaukee. And, you know, it was interesting. You brought up a great point when we started our conversation about the sharing of minutes. And I'm sure that is a challenge for head coach Jim Boylan, you know, trying to figure out between Monte Ellis and Brandon Jennings. Do you like how he is doing his substitutions and also working J.J. Redick into the mix?
Very much so. And I'm a big fan of Jimmy Boylan. I recall him, Big E, he played on the 1977 Marquette University National Championship team.
Oh, my, you're giving away your age, Tom.
You know, of course, I'm older than Methuselah, so I remember the
Easy,
evening.
Okay.
And Jimmy has put in his time. He's a cancer survivor, and he had an opportunity in Chicago, ironically replacing Scott Skiles there, who he did replace here in Milwaukee. It was during the season. He said, you know, I wasn't really prepared. I didn't handle it very well. I stressed over everything. This time I'm just going to let the chips fall where they may, which is not to say that he doesn't work his tail off. And I think that he has a good feel. He did have Brandon in the game the other night against Houston. In fact, he got double-teamed. He was trapped there, as you could see. He managed to get a desperation pass to Ellis, who came over and took that three. So it's not as if he's not going to have Jennings in there. But as I look at the minutes, now he had 30 minutes, so it's not as if he's... And one thing they wanted to do also was to cut the minutes of the players, although in the last couple of games, Ellis has been up there near the maximum because he's played so very well. I mean, he stuffed the stat sheet. I know I digress, but he had, 27 points, 13 assists, 6 steals.
Yeah.
That's 12 in 2 games. He's had multiple games with 6 thefts, and he also had... There was another line, 2-6 rebounds. So it really was an outstanding all-around game for him. But, yes, I like what Boylan is doing in terms of just having a feel for when they get started. They were down by 17 in the first quarter, you'll recall, at Houston. And, gradually, they bit by bit, they come back. Redick does his thing. So I think it's a good balance right now. But it really is up to Brandon, I think, to be able to adjust. I sense an unhappiness there. And if he can put the team before himself, and as I've said before, I'm a big fan of his, but this attitude is going to go a long way in determining, you know, how far they go. Can they win a playoff series? I think if they all get on board with this thing and they stay healthy, yes, they can.
Well, do you think Brandon Jennings, I mean, is he locked up? Do you think, how long do you think he would remain as a Milwaukee Buck? I mean, is he pretty open to some movement and some other teams? I mean, as you had said, there's been some rumors swirling around, you know, perhaps that he would come to Dallas.
Well, I don't know what's going to happen with the Shark Tank expert there.
The amazing mind of Mark, yes.
Is he willing to pay the max contract? I know he's a tough negotiator on TV on that show, which my wife is a huge fan of, by the way.
It's a great show.
You know, I think Jennings could fit in well. I don't think that he's a player you build around, though that's what they've tried to do here, making him the face of a small market franchise. But I think as a complementary player, perhaps a two guy, if you will, he could be very, very good. He's up at the end of this year, though he is a restricted free agent. The Bucks own his rights, and they can match. They didn't come together on an extension as they did for some of the others in his class over the summer. There have been rumors he's not happy. He wants out. He fired his agent. He got a new agent. So I would say the chances, the Bucks have control, but the way things are going right now, it's interesting how, and the next time we talk, Big E, if it was 2 weeks from now or a month from now, we might be saying something entirely different, but I think Brandon's the one who might be expendable, and they might end up trying to re-sign Ellis, who can opt out, although he can make $11 million with the Bucks, which may be as good as he could do. So, and even Redick is up for another contract. So they have a lot of decisions to make, but this is a franchise that wants desperately to make the postseason again, and they're playing for now. So I would say the chances of the team, if they want to pay him some good money, maybe max him out. I don't think Brandon's a max player. He thinks he is. One day he gives you 31 and 13, and the next day he gives you 6 and something. So, but he's a very solid player, that's for certain, and the future for him could be in Milwaukee. It could well be somewhere else, perhaps with the Mavs, if they are so inclined to offer him big money.
Hey, glad you're along with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. We want to direct you to our radio website, and that is eradiosports.com. And we love hearing from so many of you, especially the feedback on some of our interviews. You can keep those rolling in at info@eradiosports.com. We're going one-on-one with Tom Pippins with Fox 6 out of Milwaukee, and you've got a lot of stuff going on. Talk to us a little bit about, you know, of course, Jay Crowder's down here with the Dallas Mavericks. What about Marquette? Buzz Williams, he's had another outstanding season.
Well, and you know, he's a Texan, and he has humble roots. He's a humble guy. He's a spiritual man. I love him. We always have fun in the news conference. He jokes to me, "Oh, we see Pippins here." I said, "Buzz," and this is before, and of course, it's after a win, mind you. It wouldn't be after a loss, but he will say, I didn't think we were going to see you until the NCAA tournament. I said, "Coach, I'm here on my off day," but my wife said, "If it's Buzz, it's all off day." And then he'll start in, you know, and then later he'll start saying, "We only have 29 days until the NCAA tournament." Of course, that'll probably be your off day. But anyway, I digress again, but we have a lot of fun. I just think he does an amazing job. I mean, this Marquette team, and the one that beat Syracuse in the BMO Harris-Bradley Center on Monday night, is not as talented as the Orange by any means, but somehow they find a way to play harder. That's the way Buzz grew up, with those humble roots of his. They play harder. They play together. When they don't, they're not very good. But when they do, they're a team that's won 20 games and just stunningly is right up there within a game of Georgetown for the Big East Championship. I don't think they're going to win it, but they have been so much more successful than anyone thought they would be when they joined the Big East Conference back in 05. It's a shame that that's dissolving with teams going to different places, and now the Catholic school is going to move over themselves, including Marquette. But this is a team, if it gets the right matchup, and you know that's a key in any NCAA tournament game, has a chance to make a run. They've been absolutely incredible.
Yes, and of course, Marquette right now, 20-7, 11-4, and coming off that big win against Syracuse the other night, and you need that kind of momentum when here we are in the month of March. How deep do you think they'll go?
I again think it has a lot to do with who they get, the draw that they get, but that one thing is they will play hard. When they don't, and we saw that in a previous game, at Villanova, they were bad. They made 19 turnovers, and Buzz was all over them for a lack of hustle, a lack of intensity. It's the way they have to play. Not to say there isn't some talent. I mean, if you've seen Devontae Gardner, he's a big kid, about 6'8", 9", weighs about 280, 290, but he has a skill set, quick feet, nice outside jumper. And I really think if they played that the way they have been playing most of the season, I give them a chance again to go to the Sweet 16. I mean, they've been incredible under Buzz Williams. They really have. And he has built 5 years at the helm, 20 wins or more each season. He has built up on what Tom Crean started so successfully in getting Marquette to the Final Four back in 02 and 03.
And I think there'd be a curiosity from a lot of the fans down here in Dallas with us following Jay Crowder so closely, you know, him being a product of Coach Williams' system. And we'd even talked about it last time that you were on the program, just that boot camp that they have and the level of intensity and the emphasis defensively. And I think we've seen the residual effects of that. Of course, Jay, immediately when he stepped on the court, he's been a difference maker, and he provides those quality minutes, and he's got that big, strong body. And of course, his father played in the NBA too, but you can tell that he's a product of a great system.
Absolutely. Very, very well coached. He was the Big East Conference Player of the Year, as you're aware. He just is a basketball player, Big E, and he does so many things well. And I understand that his numbers aren't what you would hope they might be at some point, but as you point out, he's giving them quality minutes. And I think Jay Crowder will continue to grow, and I think he will turn into a solid player. If you look around the league and you look at fellows such as Wesley Matthews, they're there from Marquette University, and there is some success. And they've had a number of them who have at least made rosters and hung around, talking about the Lazar Haywards of the world, Darius Johnson Odom, who was with the Lakers for a time. So I think they are a product of a great system, of a great coach who demands that they give every single piece of talent and gift that the good Lord has given them. And I think it makes a difference.
Well, Marquette knows a thing or two about producing some quality players. Of course, what, Dwayne Wade, he was a part of Tom Crean's system at Marquette.
Not bad at all. In fact, of course, he's the fellow they rode his shoulders all the way to the Final Four. And
sure.
That game against Kentucky in the regional final was stunning, where, again, I think a triple-double for D. Wade. And that was a special team. And they just had the 10-year reunion of this team. They honored him in the Bradley Center during the Marquette-Pittsburgh game.
Did they? Okay.
Most of them were either playing in the NBA a la D. Wade or overseas or somewhere. We caught up with one of the fellows who didn't play all that much but was a contributor to that team. But, yeah, it's been a long time, and yet the success they've had here. You know, Big E, I think when you consider Buzz Williams and you consider the job that Bo Ryan has done at Wisconsin, my goodness gracious,
yeah.
Within a game of first place in the Big Ten, losing their starting point guard, Josh Gosser, to an ACL tear before the season start, they looked horrible. They didn't look like they beat the middle-of-the-pack D3 team early in the season. And they've gone on. They've had a road win at Indiana. They absolutely blasted Ohio State. And this is a team, once again, if they get the matchup, they can make some noise. So I think we're blessed to have two quality programs and two, I think, of the finer coaches in the country in Williams and, of course, the veteran Bo Ryan, who will never get the credit that he deserves. He's a Hall of Fame level coach.
Well, we have talked some college basketball, also the NBA with Tom Pippins from Fox 6 out of Milwaukee, but I know that there's never any downtime for you. You are gearing up spring practice with the Milwaukee Brewers, and I guess there's a lot of question marks in terms of a lot of relative unknowns in terms of with the pitching staff this year, correct?
Man, you do your homework. You're incredible.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Absolutely. No, that's the truth, and I'm kind of excited because we're going to get out of real snowy Milwaukee for a few days. Saturday morning, bright and early, going to take the plane to Phoenix and then catch up with the Brewers for a few days. I think so much has been focused on Ryan Braun, the tremendously gifted player whose name has again come up as it relates to PEDs and the performance-enhancing drugs and usage at a certain place where they sell them out, the medical center. And he continues to claim his innocence. I think perception-wise, it's probably strike three because his name's come up a couple times, but there is no proof. He beat the drug system, the failed drug test last year. He's tremendously talented from the standpoint of being able to just block everything out, Big E. He is the first trip up to the plate in spring training this season, bang, a home run.
Wow.
And we're all hoping here that indeed he is innocent, but there's an MLB investigation going on. So that's the biggest story here as it relates to the Brewers, but also those young arms that you talk about behind Giovanni Gallardo. These fellas came up and they actually proved their mettle a little bit and kept them when the Brewers were ready to maybe just tear it down and build it back up. They made an amazing resurgence and actually vied for a playoff spot down the stretch last season. So I think if these big arms, big arms and young arms can come through, they have a chance to be very, very competitive as well.
Absolutely. Tom Pippins has been with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. And Tom, as a courtesy, we always want to extend to all of our listeners out there where they can go and find out some of your work at Fox 6 right there in Milwaukee.
Well, very kind of you. We go to fox6now.com. I have a Twitter account at Pips.
Uh-oh, that can be dangerous, Tom.
Yeah, very much so. You know, I always like, that's how I communicate with you. How you doing? How's the family? Even on the tour yet, you know, on the golf tour. So it's been a privilege all these years to be there. We do a fun Sunday night half-hour show that's now year-round. It used to be Packers-centered only, and now we go around the clock and we get lots of local sports such as we've been talking. It's great fun. It's always a blessing and a privilege to be with you and the listeners, Big E.
It is great to catch up with you, Tom, and on your behalf, since you're mentioning Twitter, I think I'm going to upload one of my dad's big singles, Gonna Drink Milwaukee Dry. So I'll post that to my Twitter account for you. Give you some love, Tommy.
He lives on through you, kiddo, all that talent. God bless to everybody, and thank you, Big E.
You bet. We're going to step aside. Much more straight ahead here in just a moment. We're going to talk some NFL with Jason Peter.